to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, May 16th. Our full weather forecast is on the way. Here with Steve and Ted, currently in Wichita on this Friday morning. We have a clear sky. It is 60 degrees here on this Friday morning. Dr. Jeff Collier launching his campaign for governor in Kansas. Collier did hold the office previously 7 years ago after Governor Sam Brownback was selected for a position in the Trump administration. Most recently, Collier served as President Trump's campaign chair last year in Kansas. He says some of his focus will be on lowering taxes and adding high-paying jobs. President Trump delivering remarks at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar on his trip and to countries in the Middle East.
The president delivered what felt at times like a campaign rally-like speech at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. The president touching on a lot of subjects, including doubling down on the need for the U.S. to spend more on its military to obtain peace through strength.
As president, my priority is to end conflicts, not start them, but I will never hesitate to wield American power if it's necessary to defend the United States of America or our partners.
Throughout his travels, the president has also touted new economic investments Mideast countries say they'll make in the U.S., including Qatar's decision to buy up to 210 new Boeing aircraft.
And that's Fox's Mark Meredith with that report from the White House. Plans to install gates to Sim Park in Wichita are still in the works. Park officials say the gates will be installed in the coming weeks at entryways to the park at Murdoch, Amadon, and Sim Park Drive. The city began enforcing overnight closures at Sim Park back in October because of increased criminal activity, such as street racing and shootings. The city announced back in September that it wanted to install an automated gate system. The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over President Donald Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship and the scope of judicial injunctions. This report from the nation's capital.
The administration's lawyer argued today that a single district court should not be able to overrule the president coast to coast. Justice Jackson suggested that the alternative, though, could force thousands of individuals to file lawsuits. At one point, Chief Justice John Roberts put the brakes on Justice Sotomayor. Well, the birthright citizenship question rests on the interpretation of the 14th Amendment, particularly the line subject to the jurisdiction thereof. On that, the justices had practical questions like, if nationwide injunctions are struck down, would a newborn baby citizenship be determined by where the hospital's located?
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff with that report. Just weeks from hurricane season, the head of FEMA admits he's not ready.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, yet the newly appointed head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency acknowledged in private meetings the agency lacks a complete disaster response plan. And that, according to the Wall Street Journal, has agency staff worried. In a video viewed by the Journal, Acting Director David Richardson, who has no background in emergency management, told staff he's 80 to 85% done with the plan. FEMA's reportedly struggling with staffing shortages and uncertainty after President Trump said he wanted to dismantle the agency. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A traveler at a rest stop was seriously injured yesterday afternoon after being hit by a vehicle at the Tawanda service area on the Kansas Turnpike. It happened after 4 o'clock yesterday. A car was backing away from the gas pumps. The driver did not see the pedestrian approaching from behind. That pedestrian, a 66-year-old woman from Lawrence, 65-year-old woman, was knocked to the ground and hit her head. Emergency crews came to the scene. The pedestrian was transported to a hospital with serious injuries. The driver was a 61-year-old woman from Florence, Kansas. Something that was thought to be cheap turns out it's priceless. And what is the fastest growing city in America? It's not all that far from us. We'll have those details next. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way here on this Friday morning, May 16th. We're glad you're with us here with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. .608 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A cheap copy of the Magna Carta at Harvard turns out to be extremely rare 13th century royal document.
Researchers have determined the copy Harvard purchased for a mere $30 was really a version issued by Britain's King Edward I. The Magna Carta was established in 1215. It holds that the king is subject to law, and that has formed the basis for constitutions ever since. The researchers used ultraviolet light and spectral imaging to help determine the age and authenticity of the document. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The fastest growing city in America might come as a surprise.
Have you ever been to Princeton, Texas? It's about an hour north of Dallas and is now home to 37,000 people. The U.S. Census Bureau says that makes it America's fastest growing city. Just a few years ago, only 18,000 people lived there. Last year alone, the population grew 30%. According to Princeton Mayor Eugene Escobar, the reason why so many people move there is simple. It's cheaper to buy a home there than in neighboring cities. Real estate website Zillow says the typical home in Princeton is valued at around $325,000. You can compare that with $685,000 in nearby Frisco. John Saucier, Fox News.
It's 6:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now in traffic, things looking good. Not really seeing too many problems out there, and the traffic conditions are all pretty good. Some of the heaviest traffic I'm seeing, K-15 and Patriot Avenue there in the Derby area. Some fairly heavy traffic right around there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast as we head into the weekend. Let's check in with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Overall, quiet through our Friday before weekend storm chances start to ramp up. We'll have mostly sunny skies today. Going to be warm again, too, with a high of 83 degrees and a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Be weather aware this weekend. Strong and severe storms are going to be possible, especially by Sunday. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, as we get going here on a Friday, we have a clear sky. It is 60 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 16th. Glad you're with us here in the middle part of May as we get things going on this Friday morning. I'll be honest with you, I'm battling the computer today.
Yeah.
That's what my Friday is going to be. Because my laptop, where I had about 100 things ready to go for every morning show. I knew where all 100 things are. They have, the company has installed updates on my laptop, and now I know where zero of those 100 things are.
Yeah.
I cannot log into the Associated Press, so I have nothing to talk about. I have no stories. So I don't know what I'm going to do here. It's driving me crazy.
I'm sorry, Ted. It was something that kind of had to be done. And
Did it have to be done?
Yeah.
My laptop was working just fine before this update.
It didn't have anything to do with what it was working. It had to do with security.
So I wasn't secure before? Well, I have to log into 5 different things to get into my computer. It wasn't secure?
In October, it wouldn't be, no.
What's October have to do with it?
October has to do with when Microsoft shuts off the securities updates for Windows.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help my morning show get any better.
No.
It helps it be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but.
So.
Well, just think of it this way. We're all going through it. Mine got switched last week, too.
I guess, but it doesn't help a listener out there that wants to hear information and I can't find anything. Anything.
Yeah.
So this is what computers get us, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about Donald Trump here. President Donald Trump used the first major foreign trip of his second term to outline a vision for restoring global stability. It's grounded in pragmatism and self-interest rather than values, holding out U.S. ties to wealthy Gulf countries as a model for America's longtime foes. President's been on a four-day swing through Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. That trip ends today, and it does put a spotlight on Trump's transactional approach to foreign affairs. He was greeted by a lot of autocratic rulers, a lot of lavish state visits, heavy emphasis on economic and security partnerships. Of course, this trip playing out against the backdrop of a lot of global conflicts. You got Gaza, you got Ukraine going on, but, you know, there are limits to influence. Trump did insist he was turning the page on American interventionalism in the region as he moved to recognize the new government in Syria for the first time and prodding Iran to engage on nuclear talks before it's too late.
Yeah, got a big deal for Boeing and Qatar.
Yeah. So we're selling airplanes overseas. So that's good news as well. It is 6:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Yeah, despite all these computer updates, my computer says it's 7:14, so it can't even get the time right.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain it's 6:14.
No, it is definitely 6:14,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got that going for me. It is 6:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now, you know, bear with me, I got to go look for another story.
Got to find something.
Got to find something to talk about. Do you have anything to talk about, Jab?
Well, I guess, first of all, I have to say I'm kind of sorry about this. I'm the one who's been kind of put in charge of all these updates for all these computers. So I'm the one that did it too, your computer that updated it, that got rid of so much stuff. I don't know. I kind of expected that you would have already opened it up and used it and gone through it and see what it was missing to, instead of waiting until you really, really needed it to find out. But that's an assumption on my part. I made it wrong. Whenever I get something new like that, I immediately go into it and mess with it and get it exactly the way I want it. Maybe I shouldn't think everybody's going to do that like I would.
No, you're right. That's on me. I should have come in, but I thought I have a file here. I thought when I clicked on it, it would open up. And no, it doesn't open up. So,
well, I mean, the update we put on that computer wiped it out entirely.
Well, that was never conveyed to me.
Oh, yeah. It was a brand new system put on there. Nothing from the original was going to make it over. That's why, you know, it's one of the reasons why I made sure that you had everything on the cloud drive, or at least I asked if you had everything on the cloud drive.
Well, everything is on the cloud, but then I click on it, and it says it wants all this login information.
Oh.
Which I used to click on it, and it opened up. And now I click on it, and it doesn't open up. All right, well, I guess I'll move on to sports, because I did prep that on a computer that when I click on something, it opens up.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Let's look at sports here on this Friday morning. Let's look at college baseball. Wichita State last night at home at X Stadium hosting Memphis in a three-game series, and basically the scenario is there: whoever wins this series keeps the season going, goes to the conference tournament in Clearwater, Florida next week. Whoever does not win this series will see the season come to an end. So let's see what happened last night. Mike Kennedy, of course, had the call of the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Well, the Shockers beat Memphis 9-5 last night. The Shockers have won three in a row, so that's huge that they got that win. Now they got to take on Memphis two more times, 6 o'clock tonight and 1 o'clock tomorrow. And that's senior day tomorrow, saying goodbye to 15 seniors on the roster. Mike Kennedy has the call of the game on KFH. The Shockers just need one win in these final two games to qualify for the conference tournament. We'll see if the Shockers can get that done. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, after a day off, are back home this weekend. Interleague play, hosting their in-state rival, the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals are red hot. They've won 10 of 11. The Royals have lost 4 of their last 5. But the Royals have played really well at home this season. So you got a 3-game series, Royals-Cardinals. You can hear the game tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro golf on the next major is already underway. The PGA Championship at Quail Ridge in Charlotte. Round 1 completed yesterday. And look who the first round leader is. 40-year-old Jonathan Vegas. He won the Wichita Open way back in 2010. He shot a 7-under par 64 yesterday for a two-stroke lead. Vegas has never finished in the top 20 of a major, ever. But he's your first-round leader after the PGA Championship. He'll tee off a little after 8 o'clock this morning. And that'll be the second round of the PGA Championship. See how Jonathan Vegas does today. In fact, I think all the top 20 players in the world, at least the top 10, maybe the top 20, just all had terrible days. So all these big names that you see out there, none of them were on the towards the top of the leaderboard after day one. Jonathan Vegas got it done. Let's go to minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge finishing up a week at home downtown at Equity Bank Park. Last night, the Surge losing 5-3 to the Arkansas Travelers, leaving both teams tied for first place in the division. 6:35 tonight, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Wind Surge at Equity Bank Park on Sunday. Well, all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to finish up that series to determine who will be in first place in the division by the time that series is over. College women's golf. Big, big week coming up for Kansas State and Kansas. The NCAA championship for women's golf is taking place in Carlsbad, California. Both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats are there. In fact, the K-State women's golf team, for the first time ever, is in the NCAA championships in Carlsbad, California. K-State is there for the first time. They'll tee off a little bit before 9 o'clock this morning. KU is in the championships for the first time in 11 years. And they'll tee off at about 8:30 this morning. So good luck to the K-State and KU women's golf teams at the NCAA Women's Golf Championships. And, boy, the amazing season continues for KU. The Jayhawks win again in baseball. And it was a big win. They went on the road at 14th ranked West Virginia. 3-0 was the final score. KU gets another win. 3 in a row for the Jayhawks. They are now 40-14 on the season. A 40-win season for KU baseball. And they shut out a top 15 team on the road last night. So the Jayhawks will be finishing up the regular season this weekend in Morgantown against West Virginia. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 6:21 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we've got traffic and weather on the way, and A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta is next as well. KNSS News Time is 6:21.
Hey, who's the guy over here with the broom?
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about...
Was nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 16th. Currently in Wichita, a bit of a gusty wind out of the southwest. It is 60 degrees here on this Friday morning. Tuition fees may be going up at most public universities in Kansas next year. As 5 of the 6 schools are asking the State Board of Regents to allow increasing charges next fall. Vice President of Operations Kelly Heine says Emporia State is the only school not requesting an increase.
Particularly over the last 3 years, we have assessed the entire university enterprise for efficiencies. We have identified areas where we can streamline costs, where we can reduce what we were spending.
Other schools provided various reasons for needing an increase, such as inflation, the need for new construction, lack of international students, and a lack of state funding. President Donald Trump met with business leaders in Qatar before traveling to the United Arab Emirates yesterday. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from Abu Dhabi, UAE.
The President's Day focused heavily on defense partnerships and the latest warning to Iran. President Trump confirmed that D.C. and Tehran are inching towards a nuclear deal. So he's optimistic the worst-case scenario can be avoided. For the first time in months, the president is also revisiting plans for a U.S. takeover of Gaza. Peace in Ukraine remains elusive. Putin blew off Zelensky for peace talks in Turkey, but the president is teasing a possible pit stop there.
And that's Fox's Peter Ducey with that report. Changes are coming to the streets of Wichita beginning next week. The two-way conversions on Market and Main are expected to start. The city of Wichita is changing the one-way portion of Main Street from Douglas to Murdoch to two-way traffic. also changing the one-way section of Market from Kellogg to Murdoch to two-way. That process will take several days, and there is rain in the forecast that might delay it even more. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Joan Tammany, Executive Director of ComCare Sedgwick County, tells KNSS News there is often a stigma attached to mental health treatment.
The President's Day focused heavily on
these
defense.
Are brain disorders. So, you know, the brain is part of the body. And so I want people to know that it's okay to get help. It's okay to ask for help. And particularly during Mental Health Awareness Month, it's not only should we be checking our own mental health, but we should be checking in on those we care about and making sure they're doing okay.
That's Joan Tammany, our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. Republicans are pushing for new investments in school choice programs.
Diana Diaz-Harrison with the Department of Education says President Trump's upcoming budget has historic investments in charter school program grants.
Increasing that program budget by $60 million.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says investments in school choice options for families will break the status quo and provide more opportunities for families. Democrats have pushed back against school choice programs, saying they take money away from a public school system already struggling. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A new internet project near Wichita State University expected to bring faster, more reliable service to homes, schools, and businesses throughout South Central Kansas. Yesterday, Wichita State leaders joined state officials and representatives from the nonprofit Connected Nation, breaking ground on Kansas's first carrier-neutral internet exchange point. That's an IXP. The facility will be located across from Wichita State's X Stadium, the baseball stadium, expected to be finished by a year from now. Although many people think they're already using local internet, much of that traffic actually is routed through places like Kansas City and Denver. The new internet hub will help local networks connect directly with major companies like Google and Netflix and Microsoft, improving speeds and reducing delays, especially during high demand times. Project funded by a $5 million grant from the state of Kansas, designed to benefit Wichita and rural areas that often struggle with slower or more expensive internet access. A judge in South Florida is suspended in part for telling bad jokes from the bench.
Broward County Circuit Court Judge Gary Farmer, who's also a former Florida state senator, will be suspended without pay starting Monday night at 11:59. The Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission cited Farmer's exceptionally bad jokes, bias, poor attendance, and inappropriate courtroom behavior, including mocking defendants and quoting comedy sketches. Farmer has apologized, with his attorney saying the jokes were meant to lighten tension, reduce stress for criminal defendants, and show a sense of humanity. The panel says his conduct has damaged public trust in the judiciary. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A young student in Pennsylvania accused of handing out Jell-O shots to classmates.
The Greater Johnstown School District, about an hour east of Pittsburgh, says a kindergarten student at the elementary school gave out alcohol in the form of small Jell-O cups to three other students. The superintendent saying staff took immediate action once they found out. The kids were sent to the nurse's office for evaluation. EMS then took the kids to a local hospital where the district says their parents met them. It's not clear how the student got the boozy Jell-O cups, but the district says it's cooperating fully with local authorities, adding it is committed to transparency while describing it as an isolated incident. CJ Papa, Fox News.
It's 6:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in with meteorologist from KSN, Ron L. Williams.
Overall, quiet through our Friday before weekend storm chances start to ramp up. We'll have mostly sunny skies today. Going to be warm again, too, with a high of 83 degrees and a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Be weather aware this weekend. Strong to severe storms are going to be possible, especially by Sunday. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a bit of a gusty wind out of the southwest. Clear sky to 60 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 6:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, you know, the internet would not be the same without the like button, thumbs up icon that Facebook and other online services turned into digital catnip. Well, like it or not, the button serves as a creative catalyst. Dopamine delivery system, an emotional battering ram, also an international tourist attraction after Facebook plastered the symbol on a giant sign that stood outside its Silicon Valley headquarters until the company rebranded itself as Meta 4 years ago. A new book is called Like, The Button That Changed the World, delving into the convoluted story behind a symbol that is as a big part of our digitally driven society. It goes back to gladiator battles for survival during the Roman Empire. And then you fast forward all the way here to our time, the early 21st century, when technology trailblazers like Yelp and Twitter and PayPal and YouTube and Gmail and all sorts of different ways of using the thumbs up, the like button.
Yeah.
It is 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on this Friday morning. And let's check in. Let's get some good updates, information on the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jed. The long liquidation continued Thursday with large triple-digit losses for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Now, this all has occurred after all new time record highs were made back on Wednesday. There has been some cash cattle trade around unchanged from last week and enough to establish a trend. The weekly steer and heifer carcass weights were each down by 8 pounds, and lean hogs scored new highs for the week and closed positive on outside trading session. At the close, June live cattle, $2.77 lower, $211.17. August feeders down $6.15 at $295.82. And June lean hogs $1.85 higher at $100.70. Well, Thursday wheat closed positive. Corn was mixed. Soybeans were down over 25 cents, and soy oil was a limit down. Now, the final Kansas wheat tour estimate was a yield of 53 bushels per acre, the highest since 2021. Now, last year was 30 bushels, and five-year average is 44.3 bushels per acre. The estimated production was put at 338.5 million bushels, and Monday the USDA had pegged Kansas yield at 50 bushels per acre with production of 345 million bushels and a harvested acreage of 6.9 million. At the moment, we got July Kansas City wheat a quarter of a penny higher, 528.5. July corn a penny and a quarter higher at 449.75. July soybeans up 2 cents at 10.53.25. June crude oil 24 cents higher at $61.86. June gold $46.80 lower at $3,179.90. June S&P's 18.25 points higher at 5,951.5. June dollar index 12 cents lower at $100.60. And June Dow Jones futures 152 points higher at 42,537. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom Leffler, how is the weekend shaping up for you?
Well, it looks like it's going to be busy. Starting today and also tomorrow, we've got a free event going on at the Augusta Airport, and everyone is invited, and we'll be out there helping tomorrow.
What is that event?
It's a fly-in. There's going to be a free breakfast tomorrow morning. There's going to be music. There's going to be free airplane rides for kids. Just a lot of different things going on.
Well, you had me at free breakfast.
Okay.
You know that's the key to my heart.
I love breakfast, too. It's my favorite meal.
Oh, I love the breakfast meal. It's just a great way to get things going. And maybe I like it so much because I'm always working. I really don't get breakfast on the weekdays.
Well, breakfast is good any time during the day.
What about you? Do you fuel up before you get these early morning reports going on food?
No, I actually don't eat till later on in the morning.
Yep, I'm that way too. All right. Well, maybe that is why we love breakfast. It's just out of our reach.
Yep, I just live on coffee till then.
All right. That's a good plan, too. That's what Steve McIntosh does. Hey, Tom, okay. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.
There he goes. That is great information every weekday morning at this time. The Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 6:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, salary, comparing how much you can keep. That'll all be discussed when the money tracker, Don Grant, comes around and tells us all about it.
It'll need to be.
Looking forward to it. KNSS News Time, 6:41. 646 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Dr. Jeff Collier launching his campaign for governor in Kansas. He previously held the office 7 years ago.
Two.
More than 2,000 Starbucks baristas go on strike protesting the new dress code.
One.
City of Wichita is asking residents to sound off on local fireworks regulations through a brief online survey that is open now through just about the end of the month. And that is Three Big Things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic so far this morning, things have been looking fairly good. We really don't see any problems out there as of yet, although I will say that the traffic volumes are getting heavier. Watch out north and southbound on K-15, just north of 47th Street South. Some pretty heavy traffic in that area this morning. We've also got some fairly heavy traffic on K-42 right around I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here heading into the weekend in mid-May. We're looking at a warm day today, high of 83 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Temperature's pretty steady throughout the entire weekend. Overnight low tonight down to 51 under a clear sky. Looking ahead for the weekend, mostly sunny tomorrow, high on Saturday, 82. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low down to 60. Then by Sunday afternoon, we have a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Bit of a gusty wind out of the southeast, high Sunday, 84. Currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky, a bit of a gusty wind out of the southwest. It is 60 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 83 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, we're heading into the weekend. Maybe you'd like to spend some time at the Monarch. Great time to come out and enjoy the patio. The weather is fantastic right there at the roundabout in historic Delano at 579 West Douglas. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 648 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Everything you wanted to know about the remote control.
Believe it or not, there was a time when changing the channel meant getting up and turning a dial. Remotes started showing up in the 1950s, but they were clunky. Some were wired, others used light beams that didn't work well in sunlight. The real game changer came in the early 1980s with infrared remotes. Instead of sound or visible light, they used invisible light to send signals directly to the TV. They were simple, reliable, and not affected by background noise or sunlight. Zenith played a key role in the development and popularization of infrared remote controls, helping to standardize the technology across the television industry. By the late 80s, infrared remotes were common in most homes. And just like that, the need to get up and change the channel was gone, probably leading to more time on the couch and maybe a few extra pounds, too. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
All right, let's get a reminder on how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow and S&P 500 reversing earlier losses as investors digested retail sales and wholesale inflation data. Tech lagged, weighing on the tech-heavy Nasdaq. Shares of Walmart fell nearly 1%. The world's largest retailer posted better-than-expected quarterly profit and maintained its full-year guidance, but said that price increases were coming due to trade policy changes. The Dow winners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amazon, and Apple. The Dow rising 272 points, the Nasdaq lower by 34, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Salary, comparing how much you can keep. Let's find out more, because here he is, the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. You know, if I were paying you, you could keep it all, Ted. You know?
Oh, well, thank you.
Anyway, recently I had a discussion about a universal $15 per hour minimum wage. The biggest challenge with it is raising it nationally is that 15 bucks goes a lot further in Enid, Oklahoma or Wichita, Kansas than it does in New York City. The money is the same, but the purchasing power isn't. The cost of housing and food is not all that determines your lifestyle relative to your earnings. taxes in different states and countries can be the difference between affording fine champagne or beer. Well, here's a look at how much your income you can keep depending upon where you live. Compare an executive who makes $700,000 a year joining the migration from high-tax states like New York and California to lower places like Texas or Nevada will increase the amount of earnings that an executive will get to keep. It can be from about $300,000 in New York to $350,000 in Texas. Well-paid British workers actually take home less than similarly paid workers in Germany and Spain. However, they eventually enjoy a comfortable pension and lifetime universal health care that may be better than other countries. Some countries and states have special programs that encourage a target population to move there. France and the Netherlands grant tax exemptions to certain foreign workers and other expats. Some U.S. states will exempt income taxes on retirement income from other states. When making comparisons between countries and states, take all costs into consideration. How much does it cost to travel locally, nationally, and internationally from the country or state you choose? How much house will your dollar rent or buy? And what do the foods and activities that complete your lifestyle cost in another country or state? If you have questions or want help comparing the bottom line, let's talk. And of course, just give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don, how's the weekend shaping up?
Weekend's shaping up pretty good. As you know, I've been doing this solar project on my house, and I should get all of the wiring pretty much completed this weekend. I don't have that much more to do, and then I have to feed the wires through the roof to where they drop through to go to the second meter and the inverter and all that stuff. It gets kind of complicated, but anyway, I had to be able to wrap that up to the point that we can get my electrician back in and we can get the inspectors out to make sure that we did it all correctly. And then we're going to be able to next weekend be able to put the panels up and actually hop the thing up, I think. So,
well, I don't want to get too personal. Is this your personal house or is this a property?
No. This is my personal house.
Okay.
I'm doing it mainly to save money. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I love paying Evergy, but I would rather rather not. And then the other thing is, it's just a challenge, just learning how to do this in case I have other projects that I want to do, and then I got something to talk about. You see, you asked me,
exactly.
And I've been able to spend like 3 minutes on it already because I can talk about it. Plus, you know, just kind of fun to learn that stuff.
Is there a timetable for when you start to see that really start to pay off, the solar?
There is, and everybody is going to be different.
Okay.
Obviously, because I'm doing the labor, you know, 80% of the labor myself, I'm going to pay it off a lot faster than if you were to hire somebody to put it in, you know. And it's me doing it myself, it's going to cost about half of what it costs to have it professionally put in.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad we covered all that.
Yeah, what sports do you have this weekend?
We got Shocker baseball tonight and tomorrow afternoon, and that'll finish up the home portion of that.
Well, you know, I enjoyed peeking over the window at you in the booth a couple weeks ago when we went to see a late afternoon game, and we were in somebody let us use one of those sky boxes, which was pretty nifty. And we happened to be right next to the booth and saw you doing your magic in there.
Yeah, that was a night for the rich and the famous at the ballpark.
That's why we were there, of course.
Exactly.
Not. Anyway, it's fun. It looks like you were having a great time, and darn, you're good at it, I tell you.
Well, thank you. I've been doing it a long time. Well, we'll hit it a couple more times and move on to the next, whatever's next on my calendar.
There you go.
All right, and you as well. Thanks for checking in. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal's legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Monday.
Thanks for having me. You take care.
There he goes, the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 6:56 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We'll be telling you about a stabbing suspect identified in a case in Wichita. Plus, all your business, sports, weather, and traffic and news is coming your way in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Good stuff coming. KNSS News Time, 6:56.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big queue. Taco to go, taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.